Hello, and thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Tonight is Monday, December the 18th, 2023. Next Monday is Christmas Day. I know a lot of you guys are going to be packing up for this week. Some of you are probably doing your last minute shopping. Some of you guys are going to be traveling this weekend to go to your families. And wherever you go, I pray that you have a safe travel. Be careful wherever you are at. So just know that Christ's birthday is on Monday. We celebrate that this time of the year, even though we know that it's not actually Jesus' birthday, that no one really knows when his birthday is, but this is the one time of the year that we celebrate his birth. So, you guys, remember what Christmas is all about. It's not about the presents. It's not about the lights or the Christmas trees or anything like that. It's about Jesus' birth. A Savior that came into this world and saved us, and a loving God that loved us so much that He sent His only Son to die for us all. So I hope you guys will remember those who will be without a Christmas, that will be alone, the families, the parents that are trying to get Christmas presents, but they just cannot afford Christmas for their children. Remember these people when you are opening up your gifts with your children. Teach your children there are others out here that do not get Christmas gifts. And you know, I think we forget what Christmas is all about. And we need to know it's not about the presents. It's just celebrating Christ's birth and having a dinner with your family is all that matters than buying presents. But we have fun with it, and we like to get gifts, because when Jesus was born, the three wise men brought gifts: frankincense, myrrh, and I can't remember the other one right off my head. Gold, wasn't it? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh? Yeah, I believe so. I know I got two right. Anyways, sorry. My mind just drew a blank there on that one for some odd reason. But guys, just like I said, just remember, when you're celebrating Christmas, don't forget those that are doing without. And there's nothing to be saying, oh, that's negative. That's negativity. No, you need to teach your children the truth and the true meaning of Christmas. You need to teach them. There's nothing negative about that, because it's true. And to appreciate what they are getting, to appreciate the value of life, to appreciate the gifts that people gave them and the thought that somebody thought about them to get them a gift. Because the person that bought the gift did not have to do that. They did not have to, but they did it out of the kindness of their heart. And, you know, I feel like we live in a society where corporations are making money off of Christmas, and they got greedy. And when you hear a lot of people say, Christmas don't feel like Christmas anymore. Well, because of greed. Because we forget what it's all about. We don't want to love and share anymore. And this is the time to share. This is time to remember those. There are elderly people who probably live by themselves. Maybe their children and grandchildren could not come to them. But you know your neighbor's going to be alone. Take them a food. Take them a plate of food. Invite them over for dinner. Let them know they're feeling welcome. Let them know they feel loved, because that will make them happy and not depressed. Just know to check on your elders too, because some elders don't have children or grandchildren. They just don't have a family. And remember that as well. And if you can, get them a card. Get them some of those, what you call, I believe, or Danish butter cookies that come in a can, if they can have sweets, because they may not be able to eat anything sweet because of their health issues. Just let them know that you thought about them. A card will do. Put a smile on someone's face this Christmas. I'm titling tonight's podcast, Are You Alone on Christmas? And I believe I'm going to take a break and I will get into tonight's podcast. Thank you. All right, folks, I'm back from that little short break. I hope you guys are doing awesome on this Monday night. I tell you, I was going to do this podcast on Friday. Then I got to thinking to myself, no, because if I do this episode on Friday, it may not reach all the platforms in time for people to listen that would like to listen to tonight's episode. So I said to myself, I best get in gear and do it now on Monday. That way I know it will reach all the platforms by the end of the week and people can listen to it. And I know a lot will be traveling this weekend anyway, so you probably won't have time during all the travels. And I know you're going to be spending a lot of time with your family, and so I got to thinking about that, and I was like, this weekend would not be a good time for me to put up a podcast. So I hope you guys, wherever you're at listening to this, I titled tonight's podcast, Are You Alone on Christmas? There's so many people all around this world that's alone on Christmas, from the young to the old. And you know, there's a lot of children in the orphanages that's alone, that's wishing they had a family to adopt them. They wish they were able to get presents just like other children are. There are parents who cannot afford presents for their children. So when they wake up Christmas morning, they will not get any presents. There are elderly people who have no family. They're by themselves. They have no children, no grandchildren. They're by themselves. And are you going to forget about the elderly person that lives next door to you? There's many people all over this world. There are elderly people in the nursing home forgotten about. Are you going to remember your loved one that is in the nursing home? Are you going to go visit them this Christmas? Put a smile on their face. Make them happy. Because you yourself just showing up could be the present that they're looking for. You are their Christmas present. Bringing the grandchildren to them. Letting them see you. Letting them see the grandchildren. Or are you going to shy away from them in the nursing home and continue about your business? Are you going to turn a blind eye to your elderly neighbor? Because your elderly neighbor, no telling what age they are, this could be their last Christmas. And you may say, well, that sounds too negative. That's negative there. Why would you say stuff around the holidays like this? Especially this time of the year. Because it's true. It's true. It's nothing negative. And that's the problem in the world today. This is why so many people gets left out. Because they say that's negativity. You got to think, you got an elderly neighbor that's in their mid-70s or early 80s. Could even be in their mid-80s. This could be their last Christmas. Because of their age. There's nothing negative about it. And the point to this is, are you going to take them a plate of food? Are you going to take them a card? Let them know you thought about them this Christmas. Are you going to invite them over to your house for a meal? Did you pick them up a present so they could smile? It doesn't have to be anything expensive. Just so they know that you have thought about them. Or are you just going to turn that blind eye and walk right on past them? While you're happy and smiling and got everything you want, while you're happy and smiling and have your family and your elderly people don't. There are some elderly people all around this world that they have children and grandchildren, but maybe their children live in another part of the land and they can't make it. So they had to call each other and talk to each other over the phone. And the elderly person could not see their child and grandchild this Christmas. There are even young people all around the world that are sick in their bodies, that can't work, but being lied on by family and friends. Friends stop coming around. You as the neighbor just turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to their cries and just walked on. When you could just take them something and let them know that you thought about them. That's why I titled this, Are You Alone on Christmas? Because I want you all to know that are alone, from the young to the old. You are not alone this Christmas. Because all you have to do is listen to this podcast and know that I'm right here with you. And I may not be there physically with you, because I'm just one person. But when you play this podcast in your home or wherever you're at, I'm there with you. If there was a way I could communicate with you, I would, but I can't. Wherever you are at in this world, and you're all alone, and you feel like no one loves you, no one cares about you, you feel like you're forgotten all about, just know when you come to this podcast, you are loved and you are cared about. And just know that you do not have to feel alone or unloved when you're listening to this podcast. Any of my episodes, just know I have moderators on my YouTube channel. And they love you. They care about you. So know that my moderators even love and care about you from my YouTube channel. We must learn when people are alone, make them not feel alone. Sometimes a phone call will do. Sometimes a text message will do. Just saying hi to somebody is all it takes to let them know you are thinking about them. This Christmas, sorry for that long pause there. This Christmas, I want you guys that are alone to listen to all my episodes if you want to. If you are feeling alone and depressed, listen to all my episodes here. Just not this one tonight, but the rest of them that's on here. Because I'm there with you. I am right there with you. Go to my YouTube channel. Play the videos from my YouTube channel at the Prophecies of Abraham and listen to them. Yes, a lot of them are religious videos. Maybe you're not into that. But I do have a couple videos that are exploring videos. And you'll find them. Hopefully you can find them. Because the Explorer videos were from about 3 years ago now. But still, it is there. And I'll be with you through your TV, through your laptop. I'll be there with you on Christmas. Maybe you have gotten a divorce, or maybe you lost a loved one this Christmas, or maybe you lost a loved one this year, what I meant to say, and they're not going to be with you this Christmas. Maybe you're a husband that lost a wife this year, or maybe you're a wife that lost the husband. And this is going to be your first Christmas without each other. Just know, I'm there with you to help you through it. You don't have to be alone. There's so many other people that you can watch videos on. Encourage yourself. Don't get down in the dumps and depressed. Encourage yourself. Uplift yourself. Find some funny videos to watch. Or find a good podcast with some good uplifting encouragement podcast for yourself. Maybe some that are funny stuff that people talk about in the podcast to keep you laughing. Just know somebody will be there with you through the podcast or the TV. I do wish I could be there for everybody in your home or just say hello to you out on the streets. But we live in different parts of the world and it's hard. So I hope you guys will enjoy this. And I want you all to have yourself a Merry Christmas. And I want you all to do me a favor if you can, because I know a lot of people can't do this. But I want you to go out to your grocery store and get you some food and fix yourself a Christmas dinner. And you can say, well, I have nobody to share this with. That's okay. That means there's more food for you. There's more food there for you. Cook yourself up something for Christmas. Put a smile on your face. Put some Christmas music on if that's what makes you happy. Do something to entertain yourself. Because Lord knows, if you listen to all my podcasts, you're probably going to get tired of hearing my voice and wear yourself out and be like, I can't take this anymore. I'm just staying now. Look. I have a lot of episodes. I've been doing this since 2019. And I like to know if you can find a way to leave a comment. And I wished I had a way to answer those comments back. But let me know if you did find you a Christmas dinner and fixed it. Or if, even if you go somewhere and bought a meal that was prepared for your Christmas meal. That's fine. Buy you a cake. Buy you some desserts. Have fun. Treat yourself. If you have to buy your own Christmas present, buy it. Buy your own Christmas present if you have to. Treat yourself. Don't let depression set in. I know, I tell you what I always enjoy doing on Christmas morning, and I haven't seen it in a long time, is getting up early on Christmas morning and watching a Christmas parade on TV. I always enjoyed that. That was always my favorite thing to do on Christmas morning, was to watch the Christmas parade. And even today, if I can get myself up in time early in the mornings to catch the parade when it comes on TV, I would love watching it. But the last few Thanksgivings and Christmas mornings that we have had here in America, I just slept right on through it. And it's like, well, I missed it. I'll catch it next year. That next year rolled around, missed it again. So, you know, don't feel bad if you want to catch your favorite Christmas program and you oversleep. It happens. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know it wasn't much. I just want to let you all know you're not alone. I know I said that already, but I want you to get that in your head. You're not alone on Christmas. That Abe is right here with you, wherever you're at around this world. And I hope you enjoyed this. Send this to somebody you know. And just know I'm thinking about you all. I'm praying for you all. And thank you all for listening to this podcast. Thank you for allowing this to be a podcast that went global, because without you, it could not. That made my day last week when I saw that my podcast is global now. And you don't know what that done to me. how excited it made me. So thank you all for that. And I look forward to 2024 as well. Take care of yourself. And what are we going to do for this Christmas? Treat ourselves to a Christmas present of our own. We're going to go buy us a Christmas dinner. We're going to prepare it. We're going to fix us some desserts if you can have desserts. Or already pre-order everything made. So there you go. And I hope you all the best. And I'm going to say one last time, Merry Christmas to you all.